getting into the repeater okay. It's been a while since we spoke. All right. The story, as they say, they removed part of the heel of my left foot, but it'll grow back. They didn't have to take out hardly any bone. So that's a good thing.
Very good. Anyway, I'm about to pull into the garage here. Get to work, so heal quickly, and hopefully you'll get to go home soon. KC2, KKX, we're clear.
KC2, KKX. See you later, Peter, and here we go.
W2SET Mobile is listening. W2SET Mobile is listening.
W2SET K1UFM Mobile.
Hey, good morning there, Ted. K1UFM, W2SET Mobile. How you doing? It's, I've been here a little while, a short while. And, I'm glad you came along. It's been quiet. And the, hope you had a good weekend. It was, kind of half and half, right, because Saturday was kind of a drizzly kind of a day. We didn't get those bad thunderstorms. We had sad news on Friday when I was getting out of school. I had the call from my cousin's husband, and so she, my cousin passed Friday afternoon. She passed around 12:15, and I got the call around 3:30. And so I'm going to have a little private wake, wedding funeral home on this afternoon at 4:30, and then we'll have a memorial mass. Will be cremated, then a memorial mass on Saturday morning at 9, so it's kind of a somber weekend here, but it was long, long expected, like I've told you in the past. Thank you.
Hey, Peter, I'm sorry to hear about your cousin. Hopefully she led a long and productive life. I'm in my my golden years now, and whoever made that expression, the golden years, should be take it out in the shot because they're not golden at all. I had a good weekend, a very busy weekend. Got a lot of things done and easy to do. I'm in Northern State now, about 15 minutes away from work. Back to you.
All right, very good, very good. Yeah, the golden years. I know, they should be shot. Because from what I understand, it's not so golden. And, she was 89. She would have been 89 in September. But the past 4 years, she's been in and out of hospitals, and spent 4 months in a nursing home, and then came home after that. But COVID, she was there. And so it just went on, and I was surprised she made it, particularly over the past year and a half. So she's getting worse and worse. You know, diabetes, congestive heart failure, failing kidneys, blood anemia, just went on, so she's fighting a lot of battles. So that's good. It was her husband was under a lot of strain the past 3 or 4 years, so tough on him as well. So there's not going to be many people there. The memorial mass, she wasn't in touch with her friends so much, so. So, but I'm the executor of her estate, so I have to deal with the things now and so on. So, the close accounts, that type of thing. So, everybody had a good weekend and everything, and good to see that Ted, we're at the testing week now, and the next week and a half will be a testing time and, for me. W2SET Mobile.
W2SET K1UFM Mobile, 89, God bless her. My wife's uncle recently passed, 92. He was driving his own car at 91 and a half, so he had a very, very full life. He retired from the phone company when he was in his maybe 65, So we one of the few people that to really use his Social Security and use his company retirement benefits. He had free phone service right up until now. So he's one of the lucky ones. He had his faculties and he had his safe retirement. So we should all be that lucky. Back to you.
All right, very good. Sounds good. Yeah, that's great. 91 and a half, yeah. Yeah, driving still, that's great. I've heard of a lot of people in their 90s driving. Down in North Carolina, though, I think they test you every other year. I can't remember exactly, but that's what I understand. So, at the year, they renew your license, and there's no testing at all in New York State. I have a little problem with my late cousin, now I can say, her husband, because he had a parking accident, hit two cars trying to pull out from parking or whatever, and the police wrote him up a couple of years ago in the motor vehicle, and they wanted to test him, and he failed it, so driving around on a permit for 2 years without my cousin in the car, so that's not been a good thing. I'm looking to see what I can do with the situation, because it's not a good situation for anybody. Back to you, Ted.
W2SETK1UFM. Yeah, my uncle shouldn't have been driving at 91 and a half. Probably at 85 or 86 we started trying to talk him out of driving. He's smart enough not to drive on the highway, just to the local stores, but there should be something just like youngsters when they're 16, 17, 18, they have limited use. I think over a certain age, you should be tested maybe every 2 or 3 years. You should not be on the highway after a certain age, you know, especially at night. Your eyes, bright lights affect your eyes more at night, things like that. So keep it safe for everybody. I'm just about to get off my exit, Peter, so I'll say 7-3. Have a good morning. I don't know where the rest of the crowd is today. I heard the other Peter on earlier for just a couple minutes. So maybe the morning show is going to start in a few minutes. 7-3 Peter, and once again, sorry to hear about your cousin.
All right, thanks a lot, Ted. All right, you stay well. And yeah, I know it's a quiet morning here. And if Pink Antique that was on earlier, maybe he's making his coffee stop now. It'll be on shortly. All right, well, hopefully they'll all be along shortly. So thanks again, Ted, and have a good start to the new week. W2SET Malta.
N2UZD.
Okay, now if you recognize, you just missed Ted. He was signing and he's just about going into work. And so it's just you and I at the moment, and Ted heard Pete earlier briefly, so maybe at his coffee stop, and he'll be in shortly. So, how was your weekend? I hope it was better than mine. Back over to you now.
Yeah. It sounds like, I guess your cousin, who had been ailing, must have passed on. Sounds like to me, and I'm sorry for your loss. My older one graduated elementary school. They had a graduation ceremony, caps and gowns, and, you know, the whole nine yards. And that did a nice little spiel. It was nice. That was yesterday. Back over to you.
Congratulations to your daughter. That's great. Great. And what school is she at again? Curious. Well, that's great. And must have been a very nice ceremony. And it was not too bad with the weather, right? So, yeah, my cousin that's been ailing for a long time, long, long time, passed Friday, just after 12:15, I think. And I got the call around 3:30, so I went straight to my... I couldn't hospital because she was, I couldn't see her, they moved her from the room. And, so I just went over to, her house, and her husband was there. Called the funeral home and made arrangements. So I was pretty busy over the weekend with a lot of phone calls coming in from, just I talked to and so on, and, making arrangements. Looks like we're going to have a private viewing, late this afternoon and early evening, and then she'll be cremated Tuesday or Wednesday, and a memorial mass, at her, church, Black Covens Catholic Church. So it'll be a 9 a.m. mass Saturday morning, kind of early, but I could get a later time, apparently. So, you know, a lot of that stuff I was dealing with, I'm the executor of her estate, so I'm dealing with a few things in the coming weeks. Back to you now.
Yeah, I remember you mentioning that you were the executor of her estate. I remember you, talking about this about a week ago or so, I think it was. That's kind of sorry for your loss. That's rough, you know. My mother passed, about a year ago. Still going through a lot of stuff with that. Yeah, and my daughter graduated from, a yeshiva, middle school. And, they grow up so fast. You know, I was 38 when I got married, so I'm an older parent, as is my wife, and you know, having young teenagers, a little trying when you're in your 50s. nice, and we were already fed up with the school. Not education-wise. Education-wise, it's pretty good actually, but. Some of the other slide issues. But I'm glad yesterday was the last time I have to be in that place. Oh, boy. My younger one is in a different school, so and she'll be graduating next year. So, oh, well. Back over to you.
All right, very good then. I'm going to assume that your older daughter graduated from high school, so I'm curious where she'll be going to college and so on. And your younger one is early on in high school, I guess. So very good. Yeah, it can be kind of rough in your 50s dealing with age situation and so on. It's quite a bit different now than it was then. So they do grow up very quickly. It's amazing. It really is. And, yeah, I'm curious, were you the, are you the executor of your mother's estate? But yeah, I could go on for a while. I was executor for my father's estate when he passed 7 years ago. And that went on for a good year and a half or so. I mean, a lot of things got settled pretty quickly because everything just went to my mother. My father had a trust set up. With my cousin, I have a couple of complications because we got to transfer everything out of her name, and one big problem is the car because he's driving around illegally on a permit. He lost his license a couple of years ago because he hit two parked cars trying to get out of a parking. So he was written up, and I took him in, and he failed the driving test, and then he got his permit, and he said he was going to take the driver's test, but he's so slow in getting it. So, I don't know. That's one little thing, and then they have a reverse mortgage against the house that's supposed to go to me and my sister, and I got to deal with that. We got a pretty high amount against the house, so there's stuff I got to deal with here. But he's not sure what he's going to do, if he's going to stay the husband or not. So we've got a lot of things to do. Back to you.
AC2 YSA.
Good morning, Jay. Recognize. Yeah, okay, Peter. Yeah, No, my older one, my kids are only a little over a year apart, they're 15 months apart, and the older one graduated elementary school, well, it's middle school now, I don't know. She graduated 8th grade, and my younger one will be graduating 8th grade next year. And so we got a while yet until college. and she got into yeshiva she's going to be going to next year. It's very, very academically inclined. I mean, they've had Rhodes Scholars and all different, a lot of their graduates get into a lot of the Ivy League schools and so on. And, it's a good place for her to go to. We'll challenge her, and she's a bright kid. She'll do well. With three kids, I'm the youngest, and I have a brother and a sister. My sister's the oldest, and she's the executor, and we all trust each other. No fighting. I mean, and, you know, my wife's family is fighting over inheritance money. It's been going on for years. My family, we trust each other, and we wouldn't do something underhanded or anything like that, you know. So,
repeater, timeout. Repeater, timeout. Cancel.
Jay, pick it up.
That's repeater, and while you were timing it out, I think YHY tried to come in. So, Steve, if you're there, I'll pass it to you. I did hear you call. This is KC2YSK.
Okay, good morning. Just looking for Jim. I don't know if you heard him on the air yet. WB2LFD from KA2YHY.
No, I did not hear him this morning on 440 or 2 News.
Okay, thank you very much. KA2YHY will be QSY.
Peter, over to you.
VK2ILO coming in from down under. Over.
I'm going to be signing out. I'll be clear. KC2YSK.
I'll turn it over to you next, and then if you can go around to Knob. Jay, good morning. Surprised to hear you a little bit earlier here on. And very good, Knob. Fine on. That's good when the family trusts and works together nicely. So that's fine. Fine on your daughters. I thought they were. Yes, yeah, I didn't have them placed in 8th grade territory, so now I got that clear. And thanks again for the condolences. My cousin that's been ailing, I may have mentioned her before, quite a long time, fighting a lot of battles, passed away Friday afternoon of the funeral arrangements over the weekend. Out of a sour kind of weekend here. So we started to talk about estate-related things. Since I'm her executor. So I hope you're doing all right. I'll turn over to that breaking station, K2ILO, was it? I'm not sure that you'll turn over to W2FCT Mogul.
You're fine. Thanks for letting me get in, gentlemen. Victor, Kilo 2, India, Lima, Oscar, VK2ILO, X, Kilowatt, Charlie 2, Charlie Tango. Nice to thank you for letting me come in. And nice to hear you, and listening for a few minutes. My condolences as well to you, sir. I missed your call sign, but it always gets messy when there's someone in your family that's passed on. Back over to you, and I know Nath, I don't remember his call, but we've spoken before, and I'm sure I've spoken to you. VK2ILO, over.
Yes, we have. And your name is on the tip of my tongue, but I remember the call sign. And my call sign is November 2, Uniform Zulu Delta, N2UZB. And, very good. Good to hear you again. And Peter, W2SET is N2UZB. Pick it up.
Okay, actually, Jay should get it next, and then I'll take it. Go ahead, Jay.
KM2CMJ.
Okay, K2CMJ recognized, but I was passing it over to Jay, H2ISK. So, Jay, why don't you take it and turn it over to the breaking station, and I'll take it after that. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, Jay, fine.
Oh, to the breaking station, take it and turn it over to me, W2SET Mogul.
Thank you, W2SET. This is KM2CMJ. Bob here. I just wanted to make sure this antenna was working. I just changed antennas this morning. Broke a coil in the other one I had on it. So thank you very much for the comeback.
Hey, Jim, KC2CMJ. You sound very fine. Solid, no problem at all. And welcome to stay in with us. Join in. I'm going to turn it next to VK2ILO. Jay must have gotten a cell phone call or something. So then I'll turn over to VK2ILO and then around to Knopf again, and we'll see if Jay's there. And, yeah, thanks. I didn't get your name. Again, the name here is Peter W2SET Mobile. And, yeah, I was, it was my dad's first cousin, the last remaining relative in Glenhead, where I grew up. And she was my first cousin once removed, technically, but she was like an aunt. She was almost 89. And enjoyed a lot of good times with her, going out to dinner and so on. But she's been up and down over the past 3 or 4 years, not doing well. So, it's a really good blessing that she passed. She was going through a lot of difficulty with everything. Over to VK2ILO, and I'll get your name. And curious where you're located, too. W2SET Mobile.
Yeah, fine, Peter. We've spoken before. I'm pretty sure I know I've spoken enough. W2SET from VK2ILO. QTH, Peter, is Wentworth Falls. The town is called Wentworth Falls, about 75 miles north west of Sydney City in Australia, down under. what can I tell you? My U.S. call sign is Kilowatt Charlie 2 Charlie Tango, KC2CT, which is verifiable on all the different venues, for lack of a better word. And I just want to say, you know, my condolences. I've lost a few relatives, and there's the idea of having a will and a probate and executor of the estate is all the cheap the infighting down between the family, because things can get really nasty when somebody passes. And Nath, how are you going today? And to use a D from VK2ILO in the group. Over.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, I'm doing good. As a friend of mine said, I'm doing. As long as I'm doing, I'm okay. We had my mother pass last year. Couldn't find the will at first. Took a few months till my sister found it. I reached out to a friend of my wife's who's an estate attorney, and he said, well, you know, there is a solution to that. So, thankfully, we did not have to use his services to get around that hurdle. Will turned up, and we knew what the terms of the will were. It was basically three of us, after paying for any expenses that might have to do with my mother, the rest of the money is just split three ways between us, evenly. Pretty simple. And it's not a whole lot of money, a little bit, but
came in useful when it came in, but not a whole lot. So, you know, at one point it was worth more, but the economy killed the investment, killed a lot of stuff, so what are you going to do? As long as we got our health, that's the main thing. Peter, I think it goes to you.
WB2RWZ.
Okay, unrecognized, and okay, I don't know if Jay's going to come back, but Len, you should turn over to Jay. Then Bob might still be in there after that, if he is, and then we have PK2ILO. I still didn't get the name. Sorry, but thanks, and we're, you know, we're talking about estates here. My cousin passed, Len, that has been ailing for, you know, past 3-4 years, so on Friday, so we're talking about estates and dealing with things. But yeah, I mean, I have a couple of things to deal with here, but it shouldn't be too bad. It shouldn't be too bad, but yeah, your last remaining relative and where you grew up, that's it. There's nobody else. Everybody's moved away or passed on, so it's kind of a strange feeling. And still have the house here. So, I'm just about on location, so I think I'm going to sign and turn over to you, Len. I'll be listening. And then you should turn over to Jay. If not, then Bob CMK was there to pick it up and around there. So, everybody have a great morning and appreciate your condolences there and everything. Len, over to you, W2S and Smallville. Just got to catch you a little bit.
Peter, also my condolences, please. Good morning, everybody. I'm heading off to the airport. Another one of those wonderful days. So, Jay, if you're out there, pick it up. If not, Robert.
Now, this is KM2CMJ. Peter, sorry to hear about the passing in your family. My condolences to you and the family. We've all had enough of that, I think, in our families in the past. I've seen a brother and a mother and a father, two aunts, had a real good time of it. But I do understand what you're going through. I'm just about reaching my workplace, so I'm going to clear out. Nice listening to you guys, though. That's what I do most of. I listen a lot. I talk a little. My name is Bob, KM2CMJ, and I'm going to be clear from the group.
I think I get it next. Let me just drop it and make sure. Okay. Nobody else picks it up, so I guess I do have it. Yeah, well, Bob, you come on back. We're here in the morning. And Len, oh, nice to hear you. I remember speaking to you maybe a month ago, or a few weeks ago. I remember you that you had told us that you were going back to work for a while. And then I didn't hear you. So good to hear you today. Curious, is it the same job that you had the last time you were working at the airport? The one that was supposed to be just for a little while and ended up going on for years and years? I guess it goes over to you, Len.
No, they got me at part-time. I'm putting together all the records that can be microfilmed, microfiche. So the aircraft records. So that was what I was doing for a couple of weeks, and of course I dropped out for a while because I had to do some other things too, but I'm back this week for a couple of days. Yeah, you know, you got to get all the records and put them at least every couple of years to get them done, so I've been getting them all cataloged and all set for going off the microfiche. So how you going to do a knock? And let's see if anybody else is out there. If not, knock, you get it.
Okay, very good. I'm surprised they're not scanning them and doing it electronically. But it's old-fashioned to do microfilm, microfish, whatever. Very good. I think it's just two of us now, or is there somebody else there that I can get going?
It's just the two of us. Well, it can't be electronically scanned for the FAA, because you can manipulate electronics. You can't manipulate microfiche. that's the one thing that they need. They need absolute positive records, and not something that's been scanned and manipulated. We can do that with any document. You want to be a signer of the Constitution of the United States? Give me a few minutes, I'll work on that one. Knopf, over to you.
Well, I'm not sure what the difference is between microfiche and microfilm, but I know microfilm, I know, can be manipulated quite readily. So, I'm not sure what the difference is again. Okay, very good. Understood. Back over to you.
Microfiche, when they put them on the docket, they put all the documents on one sheet of. Usually around 24 documents on one sheet. And they're usually in chronological sequence, and then you can turn around and scan it with a microfiche reader. The microfilm, of course, is just the same thing. It's just a small film. But electronically, is, you know, everybody thinks, well, electronics is the way to go. No, not really. You know, for actual records, it's still microfiche. In fact, it's doing that. If you ever go to the New York State or any of the agencies for your birth records, they can get you the information electronically, but if you want a copy of your birth certificate, they have to take a photograph, they have to take the microfiche and make a copy of it. So, you know, security. Cradle to grave when it comes to aviation. SAS business has been pretty busy, and keep them running around, and I understand you moved your offices out of New York to Brooklyn.
Yeah, I'm on the Brooklyn-Queens border, Brooklyn side of the Brooklyn-Queens border, and I'm almost there. I just came over the 59th Street Bridge now, and I'll be at the office in about 5 minutes or so. Yeah, moved it, and businesses, I'm busy. Thank God I'm busy. A lot of stuff going on, so very good. Yep, and keep meaning to get on HF, and I just come home, I'm too tired to play around. You know, HF is not like 2 meters and 440. You gotta work. You gotta go, like, hunting for stations to talk to, and work those dials on the radio. Oh, back over to you.
Yeah, you gotta... People don't, you know, if you've been a long time ham, you know that you got to sit there and play with the tuning dial and catch a bounce and be lucky and all those other wonderful things. Yeah, yeah, great, glad business is going well. And moving to Brooklyn's not bad. And New York City must have been a pain in the ass with all the traffic and difficulty to find a parking spot, et cetera, et cetera. And it's easy for you now in Jersey, right? You just come over to the Verrazano Bridge, you should be there, right? I mean, the Brooklyn Bridge, yeah, you're going down to, you're going through the Queensboro Bridge. Okay, so you are coming over to George Washington. Or the tunnel.
Yeah, actually, before I used to sometimes come through the tunnel. Now I almost never take the tunnel anymore. Unless I'm going into the city instead of going to the office. I'm coming to the office. It's almost always the GW Bridge, unless the bridge has got a terrible delay on it. And the commute is almost the same thing, because I'm really, like, just over the river, my old office. You know, I have a choice of taking the 59th Street Bridge or the Williamsburg Bridge, because my office is, like, about 6 or 7 minutes from either one, right in the middle. So, I have my choice, you know, and the 59th Street Bridge is often backed up with traffic. This morning it wasn't, so a lot of times I just continue down almost to my old office. I just hop on the Williamsburg Bridge a few blocks from my old office, come over to Brooklyn and get off at McGinnis Boulevard, Humboldt Street, and then I'm not too far from my office. The commute is pretty much the same thing, really. Not that much different.
Good. And how's the kids and how's everything else going? I think the last time I was talking to you, one of the kids was graduating, is that Roger?
Yeah, my older one graduated eighth grade yesterday. Had a graduation ceremony and all that. My younger one will be graduating eighth grade next year. They're very close in age, so. I don't remember my eighth grade graduation. I don't remember if we had one. We must have, but I don't remember it. I remember my 12th grade graduation. Not my 8th grade, but that's about it. Back to you.
What's the one they used to call junior high school? We graduated from that one, and then we had a ceremony. Then we graduated from high school, we had a ceremony for that one. Don't remember much after that. Just a blur. Did so many other things after that one. But, yeah. Oh, great. So, sounds to me like you're doing well. I know you had a foot thing a couple of years ago, and I know that's got to be healed by now. If not, keep doing exercises, as they say. Not over to you, sir. WP2R, there is at Mobile.
Oh, my sprained ankle. It must have been about 5 years ago. really a while ago. 4 or 5 years ago. It must be 7 or 8 since I had my rotator cuff surgery. Now that I'm thinking about it. Yeah, the ankle had to be I think it was 4 years ago. Maybe it was 3 years ago. I don't know, something like that. 3 or 4 years ago. Forgot all about it already. It doesn't bother me at all. Back to you.
I'm looking at a knee replacement. My left knee is starting to sound like a marimba when I walk. And there's no meniscus in it anymore. So I can't tell you what the weather's going to be like, you know, the whole 9 yards. So I'm planning to do that next year. Hey, as long as they keep changing parts of me, you know, get an engine overhaul next. That's the way to keep the body going.
Yeah, I hear that. Progress. Do you still have the bird?
Yeah, Agatha's been around since 69. She's still sitting there. In fact, she's eating a banana when I left with her. Gave her a banana and some blueberries. And she's doing fine. And, yeah, a little cantankerous last night. We watched TV a little bit. I got home, and I sat down and watched TV with her for a while. She fell asleep. I fell asleep on the couch, so... Yeah, things are going well.
Morning, this is N2EO.
Okay, breaking station recognized. You can pick it up and pass it over to Len.
Oh, no, Sally, this is Richie, N2 Echo Oscar. I'm temporarily portable in North Shore Hospital. So I had some surgery here on Saturday. I'm getting antibiotics. And it's very, very interesting. It's like watching paint dry on a wall. Over to you, Len, into the out.
It's in the hospital? Oh, okay. Hope it's not that serious stuff. Antibiotics? No. Get one of the guys to stop by in Long Island and drop me off some scotch. That also cures lots of things. I've known. I've hit the bottle myself a few times. Not over to you, sir.
Oh, Rich, I didn't hear the call sign clearly. How the hell have you been? Oops, maybe I shouldn't have said that on the radio. I haven't heard you in a long time. How goes it?
Okay now, Charlie, I'm doing okay right now. Yeah, I'm diabetic and had an infection in the left foot. They removed part of the left heel of my left foot. They didn't have to take much bone out, just flesh. So it'll grow back, but I'm on antibiotics. It's all 9 yards. Dad, turn it over to Len, N2EO.
Okay, well, Godspeed, and hope everything goes well. Take good care of you. And, stay away from Dunkin' Donuts. Yeah, I had a little work on my heart February. A little angioplasty. I may have to go back. Hey, you know, growing old is not for sissies. Yeah. Oh, well.
So far, so good. I've been in pretty good health most of my life. Starting to fall apart now. And, you know, get up in the morning, different parts of me wake up at different times. Knopf, over to you.
I like that one. Growing old is not for 50. That's an original one. And, yeah, growing old is not, not nice. I don't know how else to put it. Real pain. I'm near the office right now. I'm looking for a parking spot, so this is going to be my last, my final today. You guys have a great day. 7-3, and hopefully we'll catch you again real soon. Then to you, ZZ, going clear, and over to you, Rich, and to Leo. Pick it up.
Okay, now Charlie, and to Leo. 373, you have three. Good, good morning. And I'll turn it over to Len there. Len, pick it up.
I'm not 7-3, old man. It's always a joy to talk to you. Another thing I always do in the morning is I take a deep breath, open my eyes, put out my arms, and if I don't hit any wood, I get up. 7-3. Anthony O, it's yours, Rick. Nice to hear you again. As you know, I haven't been working, so I'm not really on the radio all the time. I've got other things I've got to take care of. But, what's the prognosis of getting out of the hospital?
Well, I'm not sure when. Hopefully by Wednesday, I hope. Yeah, I don't think it'll be longer than that, but you never know. I mean, they took out all the infected flesh. They said they got it all out. It looks clean. So, you know, it'll take a couple of days to see what the story is. Anyway, how am I making it into the repeater, Len? I'm on the fourth floor of, I think it's the fourth floor. It's 453 in the North Shore Hospital. Go ahead, Len.
Making it. You got a little snake on you once in a while, but you're copyable with no trouble. No. All right, well, hope everything goes well by Wednesday. Yeah, supposed to be a nice day today, too, and then we're supposed to get some rain tomorrow. I could tell you we're getting rain tomorrow. My knee already told me we're getting rain tomorrow. That's the one advantage of having problems with your growing older. You get your body becomes a better weather weather person than the weather station. You can call them up and say, guess what? It's going to rain tomorrow. How do you know? My left knee is really throbbing, and it's going to snow tomorrow. My right knee is really going like heck. But, yeah, the joys. I tell you, traffic's moving pretty good this morning. I'm surprised. Usually every Monday, this gets to be a real cluster. N2EO, WB2, RWZ Mobile.
Okay, well, I'm WE2RWZ in Philly. All right, very good. I'm glad I brought this little handheld with me. You know, something told me I was going to be in here a few days. So, all right. My friend Patricia will be coming up in a little while. The gal who introduced us, Jerry, WB2N, is coming up from Florida tonight. She'll be here around 10 o'clock tonight. So, got plenty of company here, Len.
That's very good, as long as you got a smiley face and somebody around. And ask him to pick up your battery charger. You may still have that handy. Or if you not brought it yourself, I usually throw the battery charger in my case if I'm traveling anywhere.
Well, yeah, I got the charger to this radio. I got the charger to my cell phone. So we're in good shape there. And I'm feeling pretty good today. You know, I was running 100 and... Last week, I was running 102 fever. And I wasn't even sure if it was the infection in the foot or it was a coincidence. I was taking Augmentin, and it just got worse and worse. So I came in here Friday. And I tell you, now I'm feeling pretty good. They got me on 2 intravenous antibiotics. That's making a big difference.
Good, just hang in there.
And of course, you realize, of course, this is a great opportunity to lose some weight because that food in the hospital is usually terrible. I did that one last year when I was in the hospital for a couple of days. It's amazing how quick you can lose weight.
Yeah, I already lost weight. I'm like 182, and I'm almost 6 foot, so that's not bad, Len. Anyway, turn it back to you, and to we else.
No, I'm shrinking a bit. I'm 6'3", and I weigh probably about 251 less weight. I'm going to take off about 30 pounds. Hey, look, I want to do some maneuvering around here now. There seems to be a little blockage in the road, so let me say 7'3". Godspeed on everything. You can take good care of yourself, Rich. And to ELWP Tours, every day we'll be clearing your final, sir.
Okay, Len, take care. We'll catch you later. So take it easy there on the road. WB2RWZ and 2 Echo Oscar.
And 2 HVR.
Good morning, Long Island. This is VK2ILO, Victor Kilo 2, India Lima Oscar, X Kilowatt Charlie 2, Charlie Tango. Anybody about? VK2ILO. Over.
VK2ILO, KA2JBY, and I'm all being over on Loop Parkway.
Ah, how are you, John? KA2JBY from VK2ILO. Been trying to get in, during drive time, but a little bit of best king. How are you going? And where are you off to? Are you working?
No. I'm surprised that this little Baofeng makes it to the repeater. I mean, I'm just coming up to Point Lookout with 2 watts, but I do have my mobile whip on the roof.
Well, it's working, John. I can tell you that. It's certainly working. How have you been? How have you been feeling? When Andy came in last night, he was there was just the Hall of Science Ham Fair and Llama Picnic, and I went over to the 70 centimeter repeater, and I gave you 3 or 4 shouts, but you weren't there.
I found out that my mobile whip that I bought to put on the house was supposed to be a dual band antenna, and I found out it was a single band antenna. It's just 2 meters. So that was from the Limehawk antenna. I only paid $8 for it. It's a nice antenna. The guy said it was a pre-Comet design. It was before Comet was Comet. It was a nice looking antenna. It's a fiberglass whip with a cute metal base that screws onto a UHF connector, but the SWR meter said no 440.
Oh, okay. I was wondering what happened to you. As I did give you several shouts, but it was no John. How are you feeling, John? You doing okay? Not sure what you said you're driving, but you still driving the Honda? Over?
Yep. Still got the 2004 Accord, and I'm trying to see. Is the cop way behind me? Because I don't want to get nailed for talking on a, even though it's not a cell phone, it looks like one.
N2HVR.
Okay. Sorry. Very good. Joe, when I come back, I'm bringing the only radio that I'm ever going to use again is the Kenwood Twins, which you know the Kenwood Twins. You just got to love them. And I'm going to send it up to you, so you can find out why the receiver is on the deaf side. If you don't mind, of course. So what have you been doing with yourself? You said you headed out somewhere. What was it? The Robert Moses Causeway. What are you doing these days with yourself, John? Over. KA2JBY from BK2ILO. Over.
No, Jan. Loop Causeway. I'm going to Long Beach. You know for what?
You still going over there? Sorry, I got a mouthful of cheese. Local time here, John, is 1 minute to 10 p.m. on Monday. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to clear my mouth. And today was a national holiday. It's called Queen's Birthday. Although the Queen of England, okay, was not born on this day. Some of the British Commonwealth countries still celebrate this day. It's Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, and Canada. Some of the provinces in Canada. John, are you in contact at all anymore with Jim Yule or Artie, your ex-door neighbor? You ever hear from them anymore? Back over to you, KA2JBY from DK2IO.
Okay, I lost touch with Jim Yule between moving and different telephone numbers. I lost touch with him, and he moved upstate. And Artie divorced my neighbor, and lives a couple of blocks away now with another girl. So I see him once in a while.
Oh, okay. Does he still maintain the Ho Chi Minh, what he used to call the Ho Chi Minh Trail?
Nah, that's all gone. That's all gone. The house next door was renovated, and it's completely, grass and a normal backyard now.
Okay. I always liked Artie. I thought he was, he was a little bit off center, but weren't we all? he was pretty cool. I remember when he had the chickens in the yard, running around, scratching away, and that was pretty cool. Here, John, people walk sheep. If you believe it. They put a collar on a sheep, and they walk their sheep. But anyway, yeah, let's forget about that. I'll tell you more about that when you finally get your credentials set up on Echolink. Anyway, very good. how's your sister? You still in contact with your sister, and I think you have a niece. Or maybe even a nephew. How's she going? She lives in the on the North Shore, right? KA2JBY from DK2ILO.
KA2JBY, I'm over like that. She still lives over in Douglas, and she had twins, a boy and a girl. So she's all set and done with. They're already, I think, 8 years old now. So that's where that's at. And there's another thing more, yeah. You know, I can't remember what it is now. I don't have an opinion moment.
Well, I get that all the time, senior moments. I just have a bit of a brain fart. I have that quite often when I want to get into the car. Okay, because as you know, we drive on the our cars are right-hand drive, and we drive on the left-hand side of the road, which was the way Henry Ford actually wanted everything to go, but they changed all that. But every now and then I get a senior moment, and I unlock the left-hand side of the car, and and try to drive it. And by the way, interesting, a few interesting differences.
No, I'll have to relearn them all in the next month or so. Escalators, okay? The left side is up. The right side is down. John, back over to you. KAQJBY from BK2IL, all over.
Now, let's not hog the frequency too much. I'm only a couple blocks from the main hospital, so I'm with you. And maybe I'll catch on the way back. I just got to run in there for a few minutes, you know, and run back out.
Yeah, okay, John, I don't think we're hogging the frequency. I'm trying to keep the transmission short. I'm not sure whether or not how I'm coming in. I'm coming in via an HTC smartphone over Wi-Fi on a dial-up 56K you wish link. Actually 44 K over K link. So I'm just in here in the dining room, and the Shack computer is on the other side of the house. All right, John, you do what you need to have to do, and I'll be around. It's only 6 minutes past 10 local time. And give me a shout when you take care of what you need to do. KA2JBY from BK2IOO. Catch you then, John.
Okay, I'm 73KA2JBY.
Yeah, just don't forget about coming back. I'll be here listening for you. K2JBY, BK2ILO.
Thank you.